You're listening to The Andy Fin Show, centrally located in America, on the TAFS Radio Network.
We are back on The Andy Fin Show, and today is May 18th. And on May 18th, this was the day in 1998, only 8 years ago, that the United States filed suit against Microsoft. And those of us that have been struggling with our PCs for years thought, finally, somebody's gonna call Bill Gates on the fact that his software stinks. But no, it wasn't to be. The Clinton administration was willing to call him on the monopolistic practices. But when Bush came in, all was forgiven. And I've talked about this before, and I won't spend a lot of time on it, but the bottom line is that if Microsoft really was winning over people because of their products, that is, if it was the best product in the market, that would be fine. But they had the operating system. Then they came out with things like Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, PowerPoint, and those products stunk when they first came out. I used them. I know. They stunk. There's no way you cornered the market, 90% of the market, even 60%, 50% of the market with products that stink. That was all the proof I needed that Microsoft was engaged in monopolistic practices, things that required antitrust action. But of course, when you put Republicans in office, they have a near absolute belief in the free market system, and so they're much less likely to put controls on free markets like antitrust. Standard Oil would still be around if Republicans had been in control at the turn of the 20th century. You know, that's just the way it is. And maybe we wouldn't be in this mess we are with the Middle East. Standard Oil probably would have solved our energy problems. Who knows? In any case, the second thing I'll mention is that we were listening to the music of Pete Townsend as we went to break. And that was called The Brilliant Blues. And Pete Townsend is one of my favorite, perhaps my favorite artist, as many of you know. And we're listening to him tonight in violation of U.S. and international copyright law, because tomorrow, May 19th, is Pete Townsend's birthday. He was born in 1945, so he is 60 years old. He turned 61 tomorrow. And remarkably, the band that he is the anchor for, most of what you'll hear tonight is solo material, but the band that he's the anchor for, The Who, is going to put out an album in September. They're going to put out a mini opera in June, a new piece of music, and a complete album in September that apparently Townsend is quite proud of. Now, The Who has not put out an album since 1982. That's 24 years, folks. Keith Moon died in 78, the drummer, and they stopped putting out new albums in 82, and Pete went to put out solo material, and he's produced a lot of solo material, and he's got thousands of songs, he says, that he's never put on albums. But they've come out with a new album, and they're going to tour the U.S. in the fall. They're doing summer shows in Europe and England, and in the fall, they're going to be here. So you can bet I will be there, because I have never seen a band that can do on stage what The Who can do. High energy rock with orchestral rock thrown in, a very pleasant melodious sound, but then noisy and grating in the next moment. Just an unbelievably fluid rock band, if you like, 110 decibels and 20,000 people. Let's go back to Bill O'Reilly, speaking of noise, and let's go on to his third clip, Danny, and let's let Bill tell us more about the insidious effect of the media.
There isn't any right-wing cabal at all in the United States because it's fragmented. Now, there's obviously right-wing talk radio, which is very successful. And there's obviously the Fox News Channel, which some believe is a right-wing enterprise. I work there, and I can tell you it is not. And if you do an analysis every day of the voices and the time given to stories and people, you'll see that liberal people get just as much time as conservative people on the Fox News Channel, and the commentators are pretty much split down the middle.
Stop. So that is absolutely not true. Those analyses have been done. They have been published. And all the networks now have more conservative voices than liberal. They have more Republican voices than Democratic. So there's two ways to look at this. One is, what do you have when it comes to leaders in government? Congressmen, senators, Congress people, senators, the administration, and what percentage is Republican and Democrat? Because the idea is you should be balanced. And then what about pundits? How do you classify people that are either columnists or reporters or talk show hosts or whatever? You have to give them a category. Either they're liberal or conservative or maybe moderate, if you can say middle of the road for some of these people. Those analyses have been done. And all the major networks, including the over-the-air broadcast networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, and then the cable news networks, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, all of them have, in recent years, put on a majority Republican versus Democrat and a majority conservative versus liberal. Now, you cut them a little bit of slack because during a Republican administration, you're going to get more Republicans on the air. During a Republican Congress, you're going to get more Republican Congress people that are in positions of power that are going to be asked to come on and talk about the plans. So that's natural. But the percentages on both the Congress people and the pundits, conservative versus liberal, are running between 2/3 and 3/4. That is between 67% and 75% in a lot of cases. And it's not just O'Reilly's show. It's all the shows. But you only have to watch 1 hour of Bill O'Reilly to catch on. He does 2 or 3 times a week. He does 5 or 10 minutes with Newt Gingrich. And it's one conservative talking to another conservative. And they're supposed to give you a fair and balanced presentation of what Hillary Clinton is up to? I don't think so. And then O'Reilly occasionally does have someone on he disagrees with, but they don't get very far before he stops them and says, hold on, you're not going to spin here. And he starts directing pointed questions at them. The thing that's problematic about the 20 percenters, both on the far right and the far left, is they are soft on their own. So when they do an interview with someone they agree with, they're almost impotent when it comes to actually extracting information or getting the people off their talking points and saying, hey, I want to know about X. What this happened and that happened. What's your position? You don't get that kind of tough talk when it's somebody they agree with. And O'Reilly mostly has people on he agrees with. So what he just said in that last clip, that Fox is balanced and you'll hear an equal number of voices, it's simply drivel. It's nonsense. It's not true.
On their ideological bent. So that's a bunch of garbage. But because Fox News has been so successful, it's been demonized and branded by the far left, who can't duplicate the success, no matter what they do.
Let me stop there.
But
so people often say, and let's leave Fox News out of it for a minute, because you have to give them credit for being the most successful of the news channels on cable news. But let's go back to talk radio. One of the arguments I often hear, whether it's from Rush Limbaugh or whoever it is that's successful, Sean Hannity is successful, Michael Savage is successful, and all these guys love to criticize Air America, and so does Bill O'Reilly. And what they argue is Air America is not going to succeed. They're folding. They're having trouble, et cetera, et cetera. There's just no market for liberal talk radio. Let me ask you to consider a couple other things, you folks on the far right. First of all, if popularity were the measure of greatness, then yes, Rush is the greatest talk show host. But by the same token, Howard Stern is the greatest morning drive talk show host. Right? Well, what does Howard Stern do? He talks about lesbians, and he has women come in and take their clothes off on radio, of all things. And that sells, apparently, because Howard Stern is a 16-year-old kid that's living out every one of his dreams and fantasies and just says what comes into his mind. And that's considered good radio by the masses. So the idea that large ratings mean anything is silly. Look at the shows that succeed on television. Desperate Housewives. There's any number of shows that most people would say are not exactly the height of our culture. And so the fact that Rush draws the biggest audience, Sean Hannity the second biggest, and Michael Savage the third biggest, doesn't impress me much, to quote a country song. Now, that's the first point. The second point is that, well, Fox is successful. It's not that it can't be done elsewhere, or because the right-wing talk show hosts are successful. It's not that Air America can't be, quote, it can't be successful. Another way to look at this is that liberals, the 20%ers on the left, are too smart to sit there all day and listen to the pablum that Al Franken might feed them, or Ed Schultz might feed them, or Randy Rhodes might feed them, right? These are the people on the far left that are trying to do the same thing on the far right, particularly Ed Schultz is kind of a mirror image of Rush Limbaugh, but his audience is small. Now, the conservatives want to say, well, that means they're not good at radio and their ideas don't sell. No, what it means is the audience on the left is not interested in 3 hours of mindless attack on the other side. That, to me, is an endorsement of the fact that liberals are just a little bit smarter and a little bit less likely to sit there and say, you know, I want to blame all the world's problems on the other side. Because that's what Rush does all day. It's what Savage does. It's what Hannity does. Let's let Bill continue.
The big reason there isn't a organized right-wing cabal is because there's nowhere to take that cabal. So you could get Richard Mellon Scaife and a couple of other, the Coors family and a few other very conservative Americans to pony up money to do something on the web or wherever. You could do that. But it's never going to get into the New York Times. It's never going to get on CNN. There's no funnel for it. Whereas in the left-wing smear press, you've got a funnel for it into a lot of different areas. And we're going to expose that continually in the next few months, which mainstream media people are in bed with the smear left-wing site.
Okay, you do that, Bill. Well, let's talk about this a minute. So he's, again, talking about Media Matters primarily and the fact that they document a lot of things that people on the right say and that people on the left, like Keith Olbermann, like me, like Al Franken, like Randy Rhodes on Air America, they're all using these clips that Media Matters puts out there. But O'Reilly is wrong when he says there's no cabal. First of all, I don't want to call it a cabal, but conservatives have been very smart. After the defeat of Barry Goldwater, and with the rise of Ronald Reagan, came conservative think tanks and conservative ideas. Now, these are not in the same ballpark as Limbaugh, Liddy, Savage, Hannity. These people are thinkers. All right. Let's not confuse any of these talk show hosts. Even Savage, who loves to rave about his PhD, let's not confuse any of those people with thinkers. They are out there to get ratings, and they don't worry too much about their facts, and they say what's in their head, and they're not very rigorous in their thinking. Think tanks are a little bit different. So whether it's the Cato Institute or it's the Heritage Foundation or whatever it is, those folks are putting out position papers that are ideas to be reckoned with. I don't agree with them a lot of the time, but it doesn't mean that they don't have a perspective that they can expound on and defend, and that requires intellectual capital and intellectual arguments to marshal against them and say, you know, I understand what you're saying, but we think X, Y, Z. And that's the kind of debate we ought to have in this country, not what Bill O'Reilly does, not what Rush Limbaugh does, not what Michael Savage does, certainly, and not even what Sean Hannity does. Although people tell me he's more reasonable than the others, I see ignorance exuding from every pore. So when O'Reilly says there's no right-wing cabal, he's wrong in another way. It isn't simply that the think tanks are out there and supplying good ideas to conservatives and have been for years. Democrats, liberals need to play catch-up on that, and they are. But there's talking points on the right. They aren't just coming from the Republican National Committee, but they're coming from right-wing websites. World News Daily, I think, is one of them. And all you have to do is tune into radio. I catch maybe 15 minutes of Rush Limbaugh twice a week. I catch a little bit of Michael Savage. I catch a bunch of these people. And they're all singing from the same hymnal. Now, I know they agree with the ideas, but sometimes it's just very clear where they're getting their stuff. Sometimes they tell you. I was out on the web. I was reading this. And what's shocking is how many talk show hosts now rely on the web. I still remember the week I heard Rush Limbaugh say, somebody mentioned an article in the New York Times, and he said, I don't read the Times anymore. You know, I can't be bothered. You know, I'm getting to the age where, and he went on to talk about how, here he is, he's got an audience of 20 million a week, and he doesn't have the time to read the paper of record. You know, most conservatives who are serious about being in the debate, being part of the dialogue, I don't care if it's Pat Buchanan, I don't care who it is, they read the New York Times. They may not like it, but they know that it's the most comprehensive coverage, and the New York Times gets its facts straight. That's why it's such a big deal when there's a reporter from the New York Times that's making stuff up, and they've caught a couple of people doing that. But the idea that Limbaugh can't be bothered, I know he's going out to the websites because he tells us occasionally that he was getting this off of World Net Daily or whatever it is. And so the idea there isn't a cabal on the right trying to feed the information machine is, I don't know if O'Reilly is directly mischaracterizing it or if he's ignorant of what's out there. Let's hear a little bit more of Bill.
Now, they're not smear merchants. There's a difference. The propagandists on the right are just holding water for the oil companies.
We got to stop. So we need to take a break because this segment is fairly long. I'll have you start that one over, Danny. But let's take a break. And when we come back, we will hear Bill explain how the far right people are not the smear merchants.